Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Hey, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. I love podcasts. They're like my favourite thing in the world.
You know, ever since we started doing this show, and, you know, we've been doing the show for, what, about 2.5 years now?
Yep.
I remember back when we first transferred over to Joy,
mm-hmm.
There weren't actually a lot of shows on Joy at the time that did podcasts. Mm-hmm. If I was correct, I think Allegro Non Tropper was the only one at the time, or maybe one of a few.
Yeah, there was one or two.
One or two at the time. But ever since you came on board here and you're like, oh, you know, we need to do our own podcast as well for Different Strokes. So we got the whole thing set up and it was, early days, not really sure what we're doing.
We just made it up as we went along.
Kind of chopped bits of our Shoe Swap up and just uploaded it. And now, hey, look, most shows on Joy, I have podcasts up.
Yep.
I like to think of us as...
We're ahead of the curve.
Yes. I'd like to say so.
Yeah.
I definitely like to say so. But in any case, I have a confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to podcasts. I don't know why I don't. Look, when I'm plugged in, when my earphones are in, I tend to like listening to music. When I'm commuting, when I'm walking to or for a work or uni, I like to listen to music, preferably to my strut playlist. Makes walking much more fun where you can strut to a bit of Sugar Babes or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept of listening to podcasts when I'm on the go or when I'm out and about is something I'm going to have to get used to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, you've actually, for this week's Shoe Swap, you've given me the challenge to check out some of your favorite podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't take me long to find something or a particular episode that I was actually genuinely interested in.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hard. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's talk radio. So it's very different to the type of stuff that you're interested in, like music, playing music and all that kind
exactly.
of stuff.
Exactly. I mean, I love music. So I naturally thought if I were to transition into listening to podcasts, I would probably pick like a music program or a music podcast of sort.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that you've chosen here, actually, most of them are just talk radio, like you said,
mm-hmm.
public radio kind of stuff. But what they have to say is so interesting as well. You know, sometimes you're on a train, you're just sort of, maybe you're not plugged in or maybe your iPod died and you're forced to listen to a conversation between mm-hmm. people on a train. It can be interesting, yet it can be disturbing sometimes as well. That's the kind of thing I get with podcasts. Usually there's two people talking at the time and, it feels like I'm eavesdropping on a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can say that's very similar to radio as well.
Yeah.
But for those of you out there who are not familiar with what a podcast is, it's actually a series of audio or video files that are released episodically and you can download them online. So that's usually the way you do it. The means of delivery for podcasts can vary. They're either, live streams over the internet, like you're listening live now, or if, you're at the Joy website now, you're listening to us on the internet. That's sort of like a live stream. Or you could, have subscription downloads, which means that you actually carry them with you whenever. You can press pause, can press play, just like a normal audio track. podcast listeners can obtain these podcasts from, you know, various means and ways and all that. You can go to the content producer's website, or you can go to get this podcatchers.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to all these terminologies, so I needed a little glossary or something on the side.
Podcatchers equals?
Podcatchers equals stuff like iTunes, you know, like a big sort of client software thing that, you know, sort of the main role of a podcatcher is to basically automatically download new episodes of podcasts that you've subscribed to the minute the people put them up.
Yep.
So it's not like you have to constantly go and chase up. It's sort of like
you don't have to go back to the website. It
does it for you. Yeah. Exactly. It's sort of like a magazine subscription, if you think of it like that. So a couple of Jade's recommended podcasts. Get this. We'll start with the first one because, well, this I've chosen this to be the first one because I like this one the most. And this seems like something that is, A, quite similar to what we do. So therefore, if you're a fan of Different Strokes, I think you could get into them as well. And vice versa, if you're a fan of them, you got to love us.
Yeah. Maybe we should let them know that.
Yeah, yeah, that we're, you know, just coattailing their success. Hey! okay, so here we have Here with Josh and Sarah. That's my number one pick. They're an American duo. The podcast is available from Here, which is a popular LGBTIQ television network in America. You know, basically what Josh and Sarah do is they cover news in the LGBTIQ community. They've got special guests that come along every now and then. You know, we're talking authors, artists, activists, so on and so forth. I really actually like their presenting style. They both have very good chemistry.
Yes.
Which kind of reminds me of, you know,
And they are very opposite attracts as well.
Yeah. So I get the whole Different Strokes thing. So from the word go, before I've even, you know, properly listen to a full minute of them, I've already loved them.
Just to give myself a plug, I actually interviewed Josh from Here with Josh and Sarah for the Podcraft, and he did a description in this particular interview where he talked about the relationship between him and Sarah, and it sounded so similar to what you and I have, like this automatic chemistry that came out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah, actually, I've heard the story of how they met, and she was meant to be like a producer.
Producer,
she wasn't even meant to be a co-host, and then they're like, well, if you're going to talk to her, we might as well whack a mic on her. It's quite interesting because I feel that I can connect to them on a whole different level. Like, hey, well, you know, we're both kind of content producers.
Yeah.
One of their particular episodes that I, you know, got out and absolutely downloaded first was an interview with the editor of Out Magazine, Ed Salvato. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm actually, you know, trying to get into the magazine publishing industry.
So you see the word magazine and you like fall over yourself.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, ding, you know, subscribe, download, let's hear it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's why I was saying it wasn't hard for me to find something I was interested in your, you know, selected podcasts here. And that was one of the things that stood out to me. The second podcast you told me to listen to was Radio Lab, which is WNYC Radio Lab, which is, you know, a very, very popular podcast in America with Jad and Robert. Now, they're a bit – they definitely talk. Let's face it. All three of these are all talk-based, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think Different Strokes podcasts go for a little long because I'm just like, oh, gee, you know. I talked for 15 minutes. Oh, my God. Somebody shut him up. Shut him up. But then these podcasts go for like an hour or half an hour. And I just go, I ain't got nothing on them.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm just going to keep talking.
Maybe not for like an hour.
Yeah, no, I would not put anyone through that. We'll play music. Trust me. But for Radiolab, what they do is they talk for an hour. I don't know if they even have songs in between. In their little blurb, they say sounds. Now, you and I make sounds.
It's an exploration of sound.
An exploration of sound is interesting because, okay, this is my basic understanding of them because I've only listened to like one or two podcasts from the Radio Lab. What they do every week is they have a theme. With a theme, they actually weave a patchwork of, you know, stories or experiences and sounds, like you said, around that one theme. And it's very interesting because they have themes like laughter, deception, space capsules, like WTF.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one, you see, this is the one I went straight and downloaded straight away. There was a particular episode where they talked about pop music.
I knew you'd like that.
Hello, kind of booty love sirens going off in the head, like, you know, wind machine in the chorus.
Yeah.
So the pop music episode was talking about, you know, why are certain songs catchier than others, how some songwriters actually work with hooks and so on and so forth. It was actually very interesting, very informative. So I quite liked Radiolab for that, you know, quite a different reason as to why I would like Josh and Sarah.
Yeah, there's a lot more production that goes into Radiolab, for example, that it's very, like, audio produced. So I could see why, like, if you actually listen to it long term, I think you would really get into it because, you know, you've obviously got that sort of production interest as well.
Yeah, for those that like a bit of eye candy rather than just straight talk.
Yeah.
Speaking of straight talk, I'm almost certain this is straight talk. I've only heard one episode, This American Life, which is one of Jade's favourite podcasts here as well.
I have the TV show as well on DVD.
The TV show. You see, they are this sort of empire thing that's happening in America. You know, they've got a TV show, audio books. They're on iTunes as well. I noticed that. But they also do podcasts. They're an award-winning radio show that's been broadcast on like over 500 different, you know, public radio stations in America. The main idea behind This American Life is just basically every episode you hear stories from everyday Americans from all different walks of life. They can be true, you know, life stories, or they can be, you know, made up stories. But the bottom line is just that storytelling nature.
Yeah.
I mean, they're funny stories, they're shocking ones, and they're obviously, you know, heartwarming, kind of touching stories as well. But it's quite interesting because sometimes they have really in-depth discussions.
Yeah.
The one I got, the podcast that I got, was actually about terrorism. Mm. I found that a bit bleak.
Oh, was it? And there was like all this stuff about a guy that was arrested and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. It was. And they do some like really funny one, upbeat ones, and then they do these kind of really serious, like topical ones too. But, I mean, they do it all from a very – they don't take a stand on anything either. Like, they do it very, like, impartial. Unbiased, impartial. It's just people telling their story. So that's, I mean, it's a great show. I love it.
So what attracts you to it? Because I know you have sort of like a creative writing background. You know, you obviously have this love for narratives and stories.
Yeah. It's
Is just that this, why you connected
yeah,
with it?
Yeah, that kind of storytelling. I just really love the stories that come out of, you know, just everyday people, just you know, and they're obscure. Like, sometimes there are mainstream stories that are getting covered that they put in, you know, they've done a couple on economic issues, and but, you know, they're just everyday stories that are like really, really interesting and, you know, just like catch you, like yeah.
Look, if you wanted to check out all the three podcasts I was talking about, or, you know, for more information on, you know, other podcasts that it might tickle your interest, feel free to head to our blog, which is joy.org.au/different strokes. That is just our Different Strokes page on the Joy website. You can find our blog there. And hey, we've got podcasts there too.
Yes.
Gotcha. But, you know, I wanted to, when I was talking about podcasts as well, you know, not to forget the fact that here at Joy, we have a couple of very good podcasts.
Oh, we have tons of good ones.
We've got tons of good podcasts, but this is just a select few that Jade has handpicked herself. Consider yourselves lucky. You made it on Jade's top five or whatever.
Yeah.
I know we're in the top five. We better be, Jade. I'm checking this list twice. Girl, if it's not there, I'm writing it in.
I thought it was a bit biased for me to put ours.
Oh, so it's fine if I do it then.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Allegro Non Troppo. If you're a fan of, you know, listening to like talk radio, like I said before.
Intensive interviews, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, good interviews, issues, opinions.
Yeah.
Allegro Non Troppo with Adam and Peter. That's a good, you know, good place to start if you're interested in that. Hear Me Roar. How long has this been around for?
It's only a relatively new show. It's on Thursday nights at 7. So it's women's current affairs and issues. It's a really good show.
I actually think that I would really like to listen to Hear Me Roar. Because how I got started with radio was actually through a feminist radio show. I know, like, what's this token male doing now?
Yes.
But so I actually like the concept of an all-women show, you know, produced by women, for women, and, you know, topics that are important to women.
And they have stuff that is, like, that is, you know, has a broad audience too. They don't just cover stuff for women too,
yeah,
but it's
course.
Just, you know, that kind of female focus is cool.
Yeah, so that's Hear Me Roar. Another one that Jade has picked out is The Fool and the Opera with the beloved Dan Vo.
Yeah, the very charming Dan Vo. It's opera for beginners.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about The Fool and the Opera is that you get this idea of opera, right? This is, you know, something quite posh. Maybe it's not for me. I listen to Booty Love. Will I even like opera? This is like pop opera.
Yeah.
This is like opera with a pop culture twist. He makes it relevant.
It's like, you know, it's very inaccessible and it comes across as really inaccessible and stuff, but Danvo does this way of making it seem like opera's for everyone.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, there are plenty of great podcasts. Like I say, I could go on and
my
on.
My new recommendations, Outland Institute and The Petri Dish, are both great shows as well. So
absolutely. Yeah. I might as well throw in my personal recommendation here. Sound Museum. The Sound Museum.
They just started podcasting as well.
They just started podcasting. Show them love. It's all music industry news. If you're into chart action or what's happening in the music industry, The Sound Museum, definitely. And, of course, it's Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. Nobody's heard of them.
Who are they?
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.